Robson with us too. He was out at Caulfield. How was the Caulfield morning, Rob? You there, Rob?
Yeah, how are you, Natty? Are you well?
Yeah, not too bad. How was your morning out at Caulfield?
No, it wasn't too bad. Nice chilly breeze, but other than that, it was fairly quiet when you consider the number of spring races that are coming up, and most of the horses are preparing for official trials next week at Cranbourne or next Tuesday morning at Sandown.
Okay, well, let's talk about a few of these stable by stable. And first of all, Mick Price, he's got some runners in on the weekend.
He does. He's got Wold, who was very unlucky last start, was just starting to work really nicely into the race and just got crunched at a crucial stage and really was untested to the line. He's a massive horse and he had a gallop this morning over 1,200 metres and is likely to contest at Mooney Valley in the benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,500. He worked the 1,200 with Zach Spain aboard and went around in evens and really improved from the 600 metre mark and with his really long stride ran home a really stylish time of 23.44 for his last 400 metres. He's also got a horse called Fighting Harada, who is nominated or will be nominated to run on Sunday, and it's likely to go in to the three-year-old benchmark 70 handicap by over 1,200 metres. He's a colt that's been in great form, winning his past two starts this preparation, and he was another impressive worker this morning, galloping over 1,000 metres in a minute 5.86 and came home his last 400 in a nice fashion in 23.67 on the steeple grass. And just looking at his work this morning, I think he'll be very hard to beat again on Sunday at Sandown if he does in fact line up. Mick also has a very talented mare called Dancing Tycoon, or about to be mare Dancing Tycoon, going to contest the fillies and mares benchmark 70 on Sunday. She had a nice jump out this morning over 800 metres on the inside grass, and she looks a really impressive type, and she won the trial, and I think if she does accept, she'll be incredibly hard to beat as well, Nadia. So Mick Price doesn't have a lot of runners, but certainly plenty of chances of those three, that I give them all great each way to winning chances.
Okay, what about for Kieran Maher?
Kieran Maher's only got the one runner at Mooney Valley on Saturday, and that is likely to be last start winner Nantali. Was a terrific run last start, and he just gave the horse a nice quiet morning this morning. The horse is certainly fit and should be going around on Saturday in a fairly comfortable race for it, certainly up to the mark with the field it's going to meet in the, I believe it's the fillies and mares benchmark 84 handicap over the mile. As I said, quiet morning, but certainly a fit mare, and I expect her to run very well. On Sunday, he's going to have Sheriff John Stone likely to resume. He's going to bypass running at Mooney Valley with Sheriff John Stone, and he went around this morning quite nicely. Worked 800 metres on the steeple grass in 51.5, and his last 400 was in a solid 23.5. So I'd expect him to run well. I think he'd certainly give Fighting Harada a bit of cheek, and but I'd say Fighting Harada would certainly be a horse that is probably the pick of the horses. Aside from that, he's got Jamaica running next week at Cranbourne Trials and a few others that are just ticking along waiting for next week, Nadia. So he's certainly got plenty to like coming into spring.
Oh, sounds like it. Henry Dwyer has got a couple in at Mooney Valley on Saturday?
Yeah, Henry's got a horse called Melvine who is set to resume on Saturday in the Super Vobis 3-year-old fillies handicap over the 1,000 metres. She put in a really sharp gallop this morning on the steeple grass over 800 metres in 49.38 and really maintained that momentum throughout her gallop and hit the line really strongly, her last 400 metres in 23.19. So she didn't really take her foot off the throttle at any stage, but was very impressive. I think she'll be certainly a horse to follow on Saturday, and by her work, it was certainly a winning gallop this morning. He's also looking at running Alaskan Sun, Nadia. The horse is going to go around over the 1,500 metres in the benchmark 70 handicap. And he was pretty happy with the way the horse is going. It worked up at the farm at St. Leonard's for Henry, and ticking all the boxes this morning, according to Henry. So both should run very, very well. The Alaskan Sun has been running reasonably well, and Malveen certainly looks the pick of his runners on the weekend.
Okay, so that's a look at those there for Henry Dwyer. And what's John Sadler got running?
John Sadler's hoping that Jolie's Cafe can get a run in the Benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,500 metres. The gelding finalised his preparation this morning, striding out over the 1,200 metres in a minute 18 and three quarters, and came home his last 600 in 37 and a quarter on the steeple grass, which was fairly good going. I think he's going very nicely and should run well if he gets a start. John's also looking at saddling up Brahmos in the Benchmark 78 handicap over 1,200 metres on Sunday at Sandown. He worked stylishly over 800 metres on the steeple grass this morning in 52.5 before running home his last 400 in 24.25. So Brahmos is a horse that you never know quite what you're going to get with Brahmos, but if he turns up, he'll certainly be in for a good race. And John's also looking at saddling up Just Simmer in the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 78 handicap. She finalised her preparation by working over 800 metres this morning on the steeple grass in 54 and came home her last 400 in a quite solid 24 and three quarters. Wasn't asked to do too much just on the bridle, but looks in good order, Nadia.
Okay, so that's a couple there. What about Clinton McDonald? He's got a couple in the noms for Moonee Valley Saturday.
He does. A filly called Causeway Girl, who is looking in very good order. She's nominated for the Super Vobis Fillies handicap up against Malveen. Look, I wouldn't take her lightly. She was extremely impressive on debut at Murtala. She won by 7.5 lengths, Nadia. So she certainly got a little bit of talent. Does step up to city class, and it is a significant step up, but I think she's certainly capable of running very well. On her work this morning, she just went around 800 metres in company in 52.59 and worked home her last 400 metres on the bridle in 24.27. So certainly in good order, and I'd expect her to run well. He's got Good Therapy, who's been running reasonably well without luck. Put in another impressive track gallop this morning, going over 1,000 metres this morning, Nadia, and running a time of 105. Excuse the little pause there, 105.86, and came home the last 400 in a sizzling 23.02. So a terrific gallop from Good Therapy, and is likely to line up in the Benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,500 as well.
All right, so that's there for Clinton McDonald. Brendan McCarthy has got a few runners too on both days of the weekend.
He does. He's got Divine Mr. Tycoon set to resume in the Super Vobis 3-year-old Colts and Geldings handicap on Saturday over the 1,000. He had a good jump out last week, and he finalised his preparation this morning by cruising around 800 metres in 53 on the steeple grass. His last 400 in 25 on the bridle, Nadia, and speaking to Brendan this morning, he said that he should run well, but whatever he does on the weekend, he should improve from again. So pretty positive from Brendan. He also has Petite Reward going around at Moonee Valley in the Benchmark 78 handicap over the 1,000. She is a horse that has a great record fresh and also at the track. She finalised her preparation over 800 in 52.5 this morning and came home her last 400 in 24.88. Just a nice little pipe opener, as they say, but she's a horse that does go very, very well fresh and at the Valley.
All right, and what do you think of some of the main horses to follow?
I think that on Saturday you can certainly go well with Last Start winner Nantali for Kieran. I think Malveen looks a terrific horse, and certainly maybe Quinella it up with Causeway Girl in the Super Vobis Fillies handicap over the 1,000. I think that, well, if he gets a bit of luck in running and on that tight track, might be the only concern. He's a horse that can certainly put in a good gallop and run well. While on Saturday, I think that you can go very well by backing Fighting Harada. I think that Brahmos and Dancing Tycoon are also certainly well worth a look, Nadia.
Okay, Rob, thanks for that. We'll talk next week.
No worries. Thanks, Nads.
There is